have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Divine greetings, one and all. It is Thursday, and we are thankful. We give God all praise, glory, and honor. And welcome to the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life for Ministry through Marketplace. And I'm your host, Loretta Petit. Like to just, of course, thank you all for just continuing to support this podcast. It is about women winning. It's always about women winning, and whatever facet you find yourself in life, whatever area, whatever assignment or job you have got, it's always about women winning. All right, so on today, I would just like to offer up a prayer, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit about a thing called anger, so that we can win. We need to understand what's going on and how to, I don't want to say fix it because it will always pop up. It's one of our emotions. But how to be able to manage it. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, we come now to thank you for today. We thank you, Lord God, for life, for health, for strength. Oh, God, help us to be people that never take you for granted, nor your blessings, nor your gifts, nor your assignments. Dear God, we thank you right now for this awesome opportunity to impart into your people, to share something that may be encouraging, inspiring, empowering even. God, we thank you right now, even for Kimmy Kim, the awesome producer and the visionary behind the creation. God, we thank you for every that is a part of the Elation family. Bless all podcasters. Dear God, we thank you right now. Please continue to guide us. As you continue to guide us and steer us, oh God, we know that we shall go higher and higher in thee. In the name of Jesus, we pray now. Hallelujah and amen. Well, hey, if you want to reach out to me, you know you can. Send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you got a suggestion. Maybe you just want to say, hey. All right, I'd love to correspond with you. Once again, that is LorettaReviews@gmail.com. Normally, I would have a scripture for you, but I can't seem to locate my glasses, and my text is so very small. But anyway, there's one in my heart, and it testifies of me, like Paul. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's my testimony. That is my testimony. That is what God has given me grace to understand and given me grace to do as well. Just keep pressing. And I think we all have that grace to keep pressing, but we all don't feel it and we all don't do it. And I press and I press and I press, never attaining on this side, but I do press because I want to be closer to him. I want to be better at this thing called Christian lifestyle. I want to be better at my study time. I want to be better at my prayer time. I just want to be closer and I want to be better. Amen. So I press. I press. Let's talk about this thing called anger and how to cope with it. God has given all of us emotions. Sound check. Let me pull up my mic. All right, there we go. God has given all of us emotions. He's given us emotions. People get angry with people who are angry. Why? It's an emotion. It's an emotion. The scriptures even say, be angry, but sin not. It is an emotion. God gave it to us, the joy in our hearts. God gave it to us. He gave us that emotion to be happy, to be joyous. He gave us that. When we go around trying to judge other people, we got to think about, wait, before I judge them, hold up. God gave us these emotions. He gave us an emotion called love, even though that's not the love that God wants us to have one for another. That emotion called love can be found with our spouses, our significant others, our children. That emotion called love. Then there's a greater love. There's an agape love where we don't love everybody, no matter how they came out the womb, no matter how they walk, how they talk, no matter how they act even. We're going to love everybody. We're going to hate the sin that rides up on many people, but we're going to love the individual. Okay? So, yes, to be closer to God, you want to work on some things. I've got to work on some things. One of the things I came to realize is that anger, A-N-G-E-R, a small little word, it has big and powerful meanings. Anger is a secondary emotion. I never thought about it. Not before now. Oh! It is a secondary emotion. What do I mean by that? Something else had to be at work before you became angry. Either you were stressed out about other things, and someone came and said, just that one thing made you angry. Maybe you were overly tired, and you didn't feel like really being bothered. And someone came along and kept prodding and prodding and prodding, and you became angry. Maybe you talked to one of your your one of your service companies, and you're upset. You call them because something malfunctioned, and you're like, let me call and see, can they come fix this for me, just to find out they're not coming, but they're going to call you and walk you through it and make you do it. Then you're going to become angry because now that wasn't the expectation. You thought, well, paying them every month, the least they could do is come and fix their broken stuff. And then second, you find out if you request them to come, okay, they'll come, but you got to pay. You got to pay for them to come out. And you're like, what? To fix your own equipment. So anger is a secondary emotion. You don't just automatically become angry. As a matter of fact, sometimes if you really prayed up and took that time with the Lord, people can come and say all manner of crazy things to you. You won't get angry right away. Sometimes it's not going to touch you because, you know, you're still basking in that time you have with God. But that secondary emotional thing is that something else came in. You felt threatened, and then you became angry. You felt overlooked, and then you became angry. You felt misused, and then you became angry. So it's a secondary, not a primary, but a secondary emotion. After something else has happened to you, then anger can come right in the door. And many people harbor anger. They harbor it. They're like, yeah, that made me mad. I'm not dealing with them no more. Or I don't want her to ever talk to me again. And all of that, anger. And when you start to talk about the situation that made you angry, it comes out angrily. And he did this, and she did that, and you get all that. You get all wound up. Anger. Okay. Let's look at some things concerning anger. Okay, first of all, we all have a light inside of us. Anger kind of puts a darkening on that light, because when you get really, really angry, if you notice in cartoons, it's depicted in the color red. It's like we let a fire start burning now, and all the soot from the fire is coming up against the light inside of us. That's how I would put it. But when you have this kind of situation going on, you have to think, okay, what I'm feeling, is this more than what the situation requires? Or is it equal to anger I have? Can I get over this thing? Can I stop feeling this way at some point soon? Can I just go to God and pray about it? We have to work on staying calm in turbulent waters of life, the turbulent waters of life. We've got to find our calming space. Or else we will find that this anger can turn to what we call bitterness. Well, you don't even want to see the person again. If you do, you're ready to jump on them. But you have to know how to manage that anger. Because guess what? Just like road ragers, that anger can get out of hand. Someone cuts someone off, they want to stop. The person may even apologize, but they want to stop. And they want to give them a piece of their mind. So you have to understand, anger is an emotion. God gave us emotions, but we must learn how to manage them and cope with them. So here are some things that I think may be helpful to you. We have this light inside of us, but we also have a warning light. That warning light is going to tell you to stop and think before you say another thing. It's going to say, stop before you throw first punch. Nope. And so we find out that we can take some control, but I want you to know you can really take control. So you want to check the light whenever you're in a situation that is making you angry. It's just one of those kind of things you've got to Now, why am I angry again? Could this have been avoided? Could I, not them, could I have done something different? Could I have approached it from another direction? So when you get angry, try and find that silver lining. Some people say count to 10. That'll help. I count to 10. I count to 10. Well, those kids are working my nerves. Yep. Miss Petite, Miss Petite, why are you doing that? That's what they asked me. Why are you doing that? I said, so I won't yell at you right now. So I won't yell at you because you're doing the most. Counting 10 or higher helps a lot of people. And keep listening to the other person as you count. Don't provoke that person by our like mad situation and not willing to change or not willing to bend or not willing to listen to another perspective on it. Sorry about the distraction. A count to 10 is good. And keep listening as people are telling you things that you may be able to turn it around and, like I said, approach it from a different perspective. Then you want to maybe give yourself some self-affirming statements and say to yourself, self, I deserve some happiness right in through here. I don't deserve to be feeling like this. That'll help you get over it sometimes. Sometimes you may have to go to the mall and not spend money. Maybe just window shop. You know, maybe that's your thing. What's your thing? Some people's thing is, let me just sit down and knit. Some people's thing is, let me watch a good movie. Pop some popcorn. All these things sometimes will help you get back to you so you can deal with this anger. Where did it come from and why is it here? What did I do to cause this to happen? So we want to be able to do that for ourselves because we deserve it. Make a mental picture of the situation that's making you angry and then reframe it. That is, come up with a different way of looking at it, that new perspective, right? This worth getting angry about? Is it worth getting angry about? Is it worth my getting angry? Am I sure that this person is really out to hurt me? Am I sure that this person is really out to insult me? Huh? You know, ask yourself questions like, is there another way to get what I want? Is there another way? Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it is another way. We can't see it when we're angry, though. Anger, it says the higher your temperature gets, the lower your IQ gets. So all the things you could have thought of with a clear mind, because of anger, they won't come readily. So I want to keep that in mind when you're trying to come off that hill called anger. Okay, come off the hill called anger. We have to find ways of coping. We must. If you don't know yourself very well, it's hard to say because many people say, oh, I know me, child. I know me. I know me. Mm-mm. Make a list of some things that really tee you off. I could tell you a few of mine right off the top of my head. Number one, my mom's still in the home and my family, and they know I don't like to be bothered. That simply means if you're going to come to me with trash, I'm going to tell you, leave my room and shut my door. They can talk to me about anything, but some things are just so super silly. I don't want to give too much energy to it, especially if I'm busy. I don't like craziness to come to me. Even though I'm a jokester, I love to laugh and all that. But I don't like to be bothered with like trivial things consistently. Once I rule on it or once I help you to get to understanding how to maneuver, I don't want to keep being, you know, asked with that same kind of, I don't want to keep being asked that same kind of trivial question. The other thing is, I have other pet peeves about people taking things out of the cabinets and not putting them back. It's like at school, you take something out, put it back. If you open something, close it. My little pet peeves, those are the things that bug me. If you drop paper on the floor, please pick it up. I don't like paper on the floor. And so I'm constantly picking up off the floor at school because they constantly leave things on the floor. And so those are like my little pet peeves. And if I buy something from you and don't do what it's supposed to do, please take it back. Give me my money back or I'll give you some trouble. You know, if it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. So that's what that's about. So if you're really, really, really serious about managing your anger, I hope these tips helped you in some way. We have to understand just taking some time out to breathe, to count. And some of your self-statements is, I can resolve this without fighting. I know I can handle this. I can stay calm. And tell yourself, I enjoy feeling calm and yet in control. I can just say, people that hear me yelling in my class, that's why I'm constantly hoarse dealing with all that. They would say, well, you're always fussing. I'm not fussing at my kids all the time. I do fuss a little bit. But when you're dealing with that many and the voices get real loud, you have to talk above the voices so you get those other things done. And there's a bunch of kids talking, and I'm one person. Have to speak loud in order to be heard, in order to get things done. We can't get things done when everybody's talking and nobody's listening. So it's not anger that the people, my neighbors at school may hear all the time. Most of the time, it's just trying to get over all of those voices so we can bring it down. Okay? So tell yourself, I can resolve this without fighting. I do deserve not to be angry. I deserve to be at peace. I can handle this. I can stay calm, and I enjoy feeling calm as in control. All righty then, so there you have it. Work on your anger problems. If you don't have anger problems, work on your anger issues. If you don't have issues, be sure to reach out and help somebody else to deal with theirs, because we have a lot of angry young people running around out here, a lot of angry old people running out here. So do what you can to help, because we don't need a nation full of angry people. All my young brothers and sisters and those my age and even older came out of our hood areas angry. Angry because we didn't have this. Angry because we didn't have that. Angry because our daddy didn't come home. Angry because our mom has to work two jobs. Angry because even after all that, we still couldn't get this and that and other. So understand, it's important that we try and reach back and grab a youth and share that anger out there and they express it. If they express that anger in a way that you see is like really over the top, take time and hold their hand and show them how to not react that way, how to be a person that seeks peace and pursue it, the Bible says. But yeah. So be that kind of a person. Don't be an angry person. You know, the Bible says that honey can draw more than vinegar. And, of course, when you're looking at anger, you're not looking at honey. Anger presents angry. All right, so got my tips, managing your anger. Let's try to flip the script and let's look at things to smile about. Yeah, let's look for that silver lining. Let's look for something good in everybody. And when the servicemen tell you, listen, we're not coming. We're going to call you and we're going to walk you through how to fix it. Take the anger and say, okay, anger, step aside. At least they're trying to fix my problem. See? At least they're trying to fix my problem. And so, whatever the case may be, look for the silver lining. look for something good in it. Remember that you are bought with a price. Don't say anything you're going to be sorry about. You know? So God bless you. I pray that something's been shared that will help you to manage your anger, to cope with anger, because it's going to come. We all have that emotion. We all have it. It's not something abstract that only you have. No, we all have a thing that we got from the office that says anger, and that says joy, you know, that says peace, that says bitterness, all that's in the pot, all that's in the pot, all that's mixed in. You choose this day what you want. You choose if you want the good, the joy, the love, the laughter. You choose if you want the anger, the bitterness, you know, the lack. If you want that, I don't want that. So I choose to be happy. I choose to laugh a bit each day, even if I gotta laugh at myself, telling myself a joke or repeating a joke I heard that I thought was funny, or watching a video of a cat do something that always makes me smile, or watching a video of something crazy that's going to make me smile, make me laugh. That's what I like to do. I like doing that. So in hindsight, I could have taken control of my anger a long time ago. But in foresight, I know what to do. In foresight, I know what to do. I can say, all right, I want to stew in this anger for a minute. Now let me jump out. You know, because God says be angry, but sin not. So being angry is not sin. It's what you do in that anger to hurt others, to crush others, or to do some kind of damage. That's when it becomes sin. So on that note, I'm going to say, listen, check me out. I'll reach out to me, rather, to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. LorettaReviews@gmail.com. All right? Do that. And I do wish you well. May God bless you. May God keep you. This has been the Loretta Petite Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. And our focus today has been on coping with and managing your anger. So keep that in mind. And I pray that all continues to go well for you. Don't forget, it's Women's History Month. Let's celebrate a woman. Let's celebrate women. And it's also healthy tax season time. You want to be able to get that done before next month. And also, you have a time for just celebrating St. Patrick's Day tomorrow, if that's what you do. And Easter's coming. But in the midst of it all, just love life. Laugh a little, you know. Laugh a little. Love a lot. A little, love a lot, and try and keep anger out of the equation. You feel it coming on, hey, ditch it, okay? I love you guys. Kimmy Kim, thank you, girl. I appreciate you. And every person under the Elation Radio umbrella, praise God for you. Until next time, good people, may God bless you. May God keep you. Y'all already know. This is my prayer. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can.
When you can.